Yeah, that was my good year. I raced all of them. I raced every one of them that year. Mm-hmm. I went down there and I raced on Toke. I raced on Toke quite a bit too. Yeah.
So that was kind of a hard decision to make, whether to run that time, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I had to, you know. I had to, otherwise we wouldn't get nothing. We had our round trip ticket though. I flew down that time, you know.
Yeah.
I flew down and then the guy I was driving dogs, he went down on the train, you know. That was a heck of a thing too, that story that I was telling you. Well, I got on party, you know. This old fella, I left him down there broke. And Nick Dementov, you see Nick Dementov, I had one of his dogs too.
Yeah.
So he ran into Nick Dementov down there and he borrowed some money from me. As soon as he hit Fairbanks down, the boy, he was looking around for me. He said, how much? He said, you got money? I told him, Dave, fight for it. I said, yeah, I got drunk and I spent all the money I told him. The boy, he really believed me, which I didn't. I never cashed a check till he got here, you know. And he thought I did, you know. I won $1,400 that time.
For second place?
Yeah, for second place, 4 days, I got $1,400. That was a lot of money that time. It cost $300 to fly down and back again.
So he had quite an investment in you, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That must have been a hard decision to decide whether to run that race or not, though, with your...
Well, I made up my mind. I felt good, but he told me, he says, how are you? I wouldn't take that chance, he said, unless you want to kick the bucket, he says. I told him, well, I said, I've got to take that chance, I said. I'm in this far now, I said. I just want to go through it, and I feel good. You know what he did to me night before, when I got in, you know, he told me that I had pneumonia, you know, and he gave me a handful of pills, you know, like this. And I asked myself, how often am I supposed to take these? He looked at me, he said, you take them now. He said, you take them now. And that's all I remember. I don't know none of that, because I just keeled out the next morning, I woke up.
You think you think you made the right decision on that one?
I think I did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you? You think that's the reason you're having trouble now?
Right now, I think that's the trouble. Well, I had tuberculosis too, you know, afterwards, you know. Mm-hmm. I was in the hospital for a year and a half. But I don't know, there's something else besides that. It couldn't be that, you know. Mm-hmm. The last winter out in Capline, you know, I camp way up in Novi out there, and I'm 500 miles from nowhere. And that pain started bothering me, you know, and scared the heck out of me. I got no way to send message or nothing. In fall, you know, I piled a big pile of brush out there in case if something happened, you know, I need help or something. I got to figure out, set that on fire and maybe the plane might see that, you know.
Yeah.
I had that in mind.